Hello, here I am in Derry City Cemetery, and here are the graves of various British criminals and traitors who turned their hands against their own country, the United Kingdom. People who are very fortunate to be born here, lucky than I was, in one of the freest and most prosperous countries in the world. But nevertheless, they were committing violent crimes. They were terrorizing the people. They attempted to destroy democracy, to deprive everyone of their freedom and their human rights. Unfortunately, there is a happy ending to the story, because the forces of justice won and Northern Ireland was saved. That's why still in the United Kingdom. Now it's possible that people in Northern Ireland could vote to leave the United Kingdom and fuse with the Republic of Ireland. That's been possible since the very early days. Of course, the Republic wasn't a Republic. It was the Irish Free State back then. But these guys, okay, they're uneducated, perhaps stupid in some cases. Watch how I did this. I also blame the Loyalist terrorists, who are just as despicable. The Loyalist terrorists at least tell the truth about being sectarian. This lot didn't. Considered the IRA carried at least 200 sectarian murders, deliberately murdering Protestant civilians precisely because they were Protestants, just like the Loyalist terrorists and so on. So robbery, arson, vandalism, kidnap, torture, drug dealing, really you name it. So the Northern Ireland was a democracy. They're very, very lucky to live that. Every man and woman over 21, then over 18, had the right to vote in Westminster elections. For Stormont elections, you had to be the householder. You might find that objectionable, but that was resolved by 1972. And if that was the reason for the troubles, the troubles would have stopped then. They complain about the Royal Ulster Constabulary, a gallant body of men and women, the police. But obviously it was imperfect, but you know, that was reformed. Now there's a Northern Ireland Police Service. And I heard this preposterous argument that the RUC was anti-Catholic because only about 8% of its members were Catholics. I think it's more the Catholic community was anti-RUC rather than the RUC was anti-Catholic. Now, not every Catholic person was anti-RUC. The job of the police force is not to be popular, or indeed to be unpopular, to do the right thing, popular or unpopular. And here we go. So the Celtic cross is now a white supremacist symbol, probably appositely enough. Remember, the Republican Party, Republican movement, was in favour of Afrikaner nationalism, which is viciously anti-black, in the Boer War, 1899 to 1902. Nazism, communism, any totalitarian ideology. You see this Republican memorial at Cú Chulainn. So there they are, using our ancient Irish mythology for their nefarious purposes about him, as in the Hound of Cullen, you know, how he accidentally killed the guy's dog in the dark, throwing his ball, his big metal ball, which choked it. But people were too afraid to touch him when he was slain in battle, still afraid to approach him because he was so ferocious. They waited till the raven came and drank his blood, then they knew he was dead, it was safe to approach, and so it goes on. So a symbol of the indomitable Irish spirit, best embodied by the Royal Ulster Constabulary, the Ulster Defence Regiment, and the various Irish regiments of the British Army. The Irish Guards are in Belfast, celebrating the 125th anniversary of the foundation. The Royal Irish Fusiliers, the Royal Inniskilling Dragoon Guards, the Royal Inniskilling Fusiliers, formerly the North Irish Horse, South Irish Horse, the King's Royal Irish Hussars, the Royal Munster Fusiliers, the Royal Dublin Fusiliers, the Leinster Regiment, the Connacht Rangers, and so forth. So we've done so much for British imperialism. My heart nearly bursts with pride as an Irishman when I think how much we contributed to the British Empire. We're the most imperialist people in the world, more so than the English per capita. And you see more terrorists, Ogleck na hÉireann, okay? So I blame the Loyalist terrorists, and obviously there was wrongdoing by the security forces too. Okay, the stone is dedicated to all who were active in the Ogleck na hÉireann for many decades and passed away. Blah, blah, blah. This nonsense about freedom, which they were sworn to destroy. We want to stop fair elections, want to stop free expression and orange marches and so on, to deprive people of their national identity, their rights. And obviously, you know, had Northern Ireland joined the Republic in the 70s, the Republic would have collapsed. By the 70s, about 50% of Northern Ireland's budget came from the Republic of Ireland. The Republic of Ireland is a pre-revolutionary situation anyway. There would be a huge Loyalist terrorist campaign, which the Irish security forces couldn't have contained, and. And by the way, I wouldn't be in favour of Loyalist terrorism. The only two options for Northern Ireland, stay in the UK, join the Republic of Ireland, that's it. If that was to happen, completely accept that. Everyone must accept that. There shouldn't be the slightest act of violence. Any act of violence against that would be a crime. Okay, and so here we go on. And then we come to, where is he? One of the most despicable British criminals of all time. I'll see him in a bit. I think I missed him. So that's enough, everybody. Thanks for watching my video.